2 Kings, chapter 11. Now when Athaliah the mother of Ahaziah saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal seed. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons who were slain, even him and his nurse, and put them in the bedchamber, and they hid him from Athaliah, so that he was not slain. And he was hid with her in the house of Yahweh 6 years. And Athaliah reigned over the land. And in the 7th year Jehoiada sent and fetched the captains over hundreds of the Korites and of the guard, and brought them to him into the house of Yahweh, and he made a covenant with them, and took an oath of them in the house of Yahweh, and showed them the king's son. And he commanded them, saying, "This is the thing that you will do: a third part of you, that come in on the Sabbath, will be keepers of the watch of the king's house. And a third part will be at the gate, sir, and a third part at the gate behind the guard, so you will keep the watch of the house, and be a barrier. And the 2 companies of you, even all who go forth on the Sabbath, will keep the watch of the house of Yahweh about the king. And you will circle the king round about, every man with his weapons in his hand, and he who comes inside the ranks, let him be slain, and be with the king when he goes out, and when he comes in." And the captains over hundreds did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded, and they took every man his men, those who were to come in on the Sabbath, with those who were to go out on the Sabbath, and came to Jehoiada the priest. And the priest delivered to the captains over hundreds the spears and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of Yahweh. And the guard stood, every man with his weapons in his hand, from the right side of the house to the left side of the house, along by the altar and the house, by the king round about. Then he brought out the king's son, and put the crown on him, and gave him the testimony, and they made him king, and anointed him, and they clapped their hands, and said, "Long live the king." And when Athaliah heard the noise of the guard and of the people, she came to the people into the house of Yahweh. And she looked and saw that the king stood by the pillar, as the manner was, and the captains and the trumpets by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced, and blew trumpets. Then Athaliah rent her clothes, and cried, "Treason! Treason!" And Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of hundreds who were set over the host, and said to them, "Bring her forth between the ranks, and slay him who follows her with the sword." For the priest said, "Don't let her be slain in the house of Yahweh." So they made way for her, and she went by the way of the horse's entry to the king's house, and there she was slain. And Jehoiada made a covenant between Yahweh and the king and the people, that they should be Yahweh's people, between the king also and the people. And all the people of the land went to the house of Baal, and broke it down, his altars and his images they broke in pieces thoroughly, and slew Mattan the priest of Baal before the altars. And the priest appointed officers over the house of Yahweh. And he took the captains over hundreds, and the Korites, and the guard, and all the people of the land, and they brought down the king from the house of Yahweh, and came by the way of the gate of the guard to the king's house. And he sat on the throne of the kings. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet. And they had slain Athaliah with the sword at the king's house. Jehoash was 7 years old when he began to reign.